Sprint Mobile.
EFW Mobile.
KO4 CEF Mobile.
Andrew, how was your weekend?
Not bad at all. Let's see. Saturday, I went with my dad. He ended up passing his technician, so that was good. And then after that, I really didn't do a whole lot of nothing.
Where'd he take his test at?
Austin Greenville.
He'll probably have his call sign by Monday then. Or probably this afternoon.
Gary, he said he'd probably get the email from the FCC Monday or Tuesday. Apparently, they send you the email that you have to pay the fees, and then once you pay the fees, then they'll tell you what your call sign is.
Think about fees now. Yeah, when I did it, just on Monday, I just looked out on the website, and there it was.
On the fees there, and that's what he was telling me now, is the new process. So, technically, your call sign's already assigned, but they won't tell you what it is or release it until you've paid the fee.
Well, we'll have to look forward to hearing him on the air.
Hey, Skax, good morning. Who passed your test?
Saturday. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. He only missed a couple questions, so that's not bad. I don't even know how many I missed on my test.
General than I did on the technicians, but I only studied like a couple of weeks.
Remember how I did on either one of them, to be honest with you.
When I took my technicians, but they also didn't tell me. You know, it wasn't like, hey, yeah, you only missed this many. It was like, all right, you passed, here's your receipt. You have to wait 2 weeks for the your call sign to show up in the database.
2 weeks? It was less than a week I had my call sign.
On Saturday, and by noon on Monday, it was there.
Yeah, and they still use old-fashioned snail mail.
Technicians test online through Ham Study, and I had mine back, like Ken said, just a day or two.
General was on that hamstudy.org.
General down with Gary and him at the Red Cross Center, and I like had mine back real quick for that.
General is, you don't have to wait. You know, you have the receipt, you're good to go. You can already start using your call with the, I can't remember what it was, Stroke A, if I remember correctly.
Stroke AG.
You can go ahead and start using your new privileges.
Yeah, 'cause I used my privileges that afternoon.
Radio when I passed my general.
Radio?
HD. And that, but I didn't have a HF radio, and that for a couple of months after that.
7100, I was doing FT8 at least, and then, because there was more activity on 10 meters doing that than there was single sideband whenever I got my license.
Had my 9918. I had plans to go ahead and take my test anyway, so I went ahead and got the radio.
Anything good?
Charlotte had my taxes done Friday. My wife and I went down to the Concord Mills Mall and spent the night down in that area. Done some shopping, come back home.
Didn't move, so I'm headed back to work for a rest. KN4 TFW.
Furniture, how'd that go?
I took the truck back by noon, and that was pretty good. And then we just laid around the rest of the day. It's like, man, I was hurting. That's the problem, I think, is that my mind says I'm 25, but my body keeps telling me I'm 63.
So, Patrick, got to pay, or did you break even?
Put my money back that I paid in.
My buddy, he saves every receipt. I mean, from every restaurant, anything, he saves every bit of it.
Bet him mind, but what saved me was fuel costs were so high this year, and the depreciation on the truck actually showed that I had a small negative in this year, so I got everything I paid in back.
I'd rather do that than have to pay them more. The plains this weekend, but man, it was windy every day.
For HKX. Yeah, it was windy driving back and forth. I could feel it pushing the excursion around a little bit.
Long I get out there and fly my planes again. But yeah, I at least got my taxes filed this weekend. That was good. I was, you know, because I'd held off because of South Carolina IRS wasn't sure whether it was going to tax that money, but since I filed standard deductions, it didn't matter.
Maybe they won't come back and change their mind on anything.
They're trying to get more auditors now. They try to bring in a little extra money. Yeah, you know, we were talking about the Pico balloon, right? I saw yesterday where the one that they thought was shot down, that they assumed would be over Alaska during that time, it actually reported its position again. It was about probably 3 days ago now.
I went through my bad area and not a peep. Bad area down there by tadpoles, and you know, the breaks the squelch, and all you hear is static on everything, and you can't even communicate. And this time it didn't even act like there was anything there.
Fixed.
Where CNN and Fox News and the BBC all interviewed that, was it W5KUB where they put up that balloon?
Over at NASA.
The Weather Service puts up two balloons every single day from like 92 locations. And that, and they're like 6 foot balloons when they go up. They expand to like 20 feet. They go between 60 and 100,000 feet. And then the balloon bursts and then it parachutes its little transmitter back down and sends the data.
A ton of them. And I was reading more on the little transmitter for the those Pico balloons. I mean, they don't hardly weigh anything. It's basically just a circuit board. I'm sure it's got a little small onboard battery, and it's got a little solar panel built onto it. I think it said it weighed less than an ounce, and then it's just a Mylar balloon attached to it.
It is on that W5KUB. Website.
Take the call sign now, because I saw where one balloon that was supposed to go to over Alaska, I guess it actually got blown backwards, and it was back out over the ocean a little bit.
That's changing now, where you can't just launch a balloon without letting somebody know. Now you have to have prior approval and predictive flight plan or something.
Well, I saw where they said they filed a plan. I forget what the hell it was. It was like five or six letters strung together. But basically, it's to a spot where the pilots can go to look to see where they're at.
The balloon had circumnavigated the globe 7.
For HKX, I'm going to have to make the jump, fellas. KO4 HKX, QSY 285.